Hello and good afternoon. This is Maria Bautista, and today I am joined by the Canon Kate Ryan, Canon to the Ordinary for the Diocese of Texas. Welcome.
Thank you. So good to be with you today, Maria.
Thank you. So, Canon Ryan, I know that you've been here throughout this convention, which has been a packed one, right? So many things that's happened, from the revival, from the Me Too conversations, the Huddle Detention Center, prayer book revision, everything has happened. So I'm interested in getting your take on, like, what has been something that you were excited before coming to convention, something that really kept you going throughout convention, and something that maybe you're still looking forward to.
Well, I really thought that the bishops listening session, the liturgy that came out of the Me Too response from the House of Bishops, was profoundly moving, and though challenging to hear people's stories, enfolding those in prayer and repentance and hope for the future was a great way to start convention. Mm-hmm. And then the spirit of that openness and presence with one another really just caught fire at the revival, Michael Curry's preaching, but also his interpreter and the way that they interacted together, to me is so much about the dynamic work that we do, where we none of us can do it alone, but we require partners who bring an added thing to our own work.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that all is really good. I'm still looking forward. You know, yesterday was a huge day for the church. The passage of B012 mm-hmm. that allows those in dioceses where it has been impossible for them to have a marriage will now be able to do that, and that's amazing and a gift. And the Bishop Doyle's substitute amendment for AO68 that protects people's use and preserves the 1979 prayer book with its language for the Trinity and the baptismal covenant, but also opens up the creative future of liturgical revision. I think it was just a huge day to set the groundwork for the future of the church.
And Cuba.
Oh, Cuba. Yes. I didn't mean to forget that. Yes, absolutely. The welcoming into the Episcopal Church, the back into the Episcopal Church of Cuba and Bishop Griselda is just a blessing, such an amazing blessing.
It was a packed day yesterday for sure. Yes.
Yeah.
And as we're starting to wrap up and kind of look forward, one thing that I always try to like remind myself is that while you're in like convention or something similar, you're so pumped up, right? And you have all these ideas. And my fear is that, you know, sometimes you forget that feeling once you go back into your communities and congregations. So what is something that you hope to keep with you that you feel right now? And also, what is your hope for the church, the Episcopal Church, as we continue on?
Well, one of the things that has really touched me here is that I have had a sense that there is a spirit of affection and respect across difference, and that voices that sometimes have been silenced, whether that's by gender, ethnicity, or even by different abilities, that those voices are sitting at the table with us now in ways that we can be together in mutual respect. And I want to hold that because we are the church together, and we are a church that is about unity, not uniformity. Mm-hmm. And I believe that I hear the Spirit best when we are in conversation together across our differences, and that God's beauty and blessings are in that, where we're together in all of our uniqueness. And so that's what I hold for the future of the church.
That's great.
Because that's what the world needs.
Absolutely, and I absolutely agree with you. But I just thought of something. We had this huge group of young adults from the diocese.
Yes.
And I don't know, I just keep reflecting on that and how amazing it is to have such a presence here. And I don't know if you wanted to like maybe let them know maybe your hopes for the young adults, especially young adults and minorities in the Diocese of Texas. How do you see us getting involved?
I am very excited about the young adults who have been present here. And what what strikes me is that, and what I always have to remember, is that the adults are the church, the young adults are the church now. Mm-hmm. They're not just the church of the future. And that the insights that you all bring, the energy you bring, the desire to serve God through the church, that enlivens all of us, and it holds everyone accountable. Those voices are important right now because, I mean, in our country too, mm-hmm. that the responsibility, the opportunity to help us have a common life together, to serve the common good, both in the church and in the world, we have to hear your voices. And so participating in local congregations, not just in isolated activities designed for young adults, but I encourage you all to take your place at the table fully there. Run for vestry. Please run for convention, for a council delegate in the Diocese of Texas. Please serve in youth ministries and adult formation ministries. Serve at the altar. Go out and start missional communities. Serve in the world. Because that's what God is calling all of us to do. And don't wait. You don't need to wait your turn. Speak up now for Christ, for love, for the gospel, for the world.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.